12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
In the city of dreams, everyone wants to be a star, but at what cost? 12-Sided Stories presents Otherworld Hollywood.
Hello and welcome to Otherworld Hollywood, episode number 30. My name is Wes Otis. This is our Call of Cthulhu actual play. We have some wonderful players with us. Let us start with Candace.
Hello, everyone. My name is Candace, also known as Candace the Magnificent. My pronouns are they, she, and today I am playing Ebony Evie Belafonte, she, her.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and today I am playing Belle Bellington.
Hello, hello. My name is Sam Starr. I use she, they, and the occasional fae pronouns. And today I play Imani DeVoe, she, her.
Hello, I'm Love Rodriguez Shivers. I use they, them pronouns. And the other thing that I do is play Roberta Robbie Cerillos, they, she.
Hey, y'all, I'm Mac, and I'm here doing stuff, maybe with Lenore.
I don't like that maybe. That maybe seems so scary.
Don't look at the man behind the curtain.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12-Sided Stories Patreon today.
All right, so last time we got together, you all had looked for Cass's body and could not find it. And you watched as Ra and Hathor were taken away by two angels for basically interfering in human affairs too much. You went back to Penelope's house to kind of regroup and found that there was a tunnel behind the mirror in the bathroom where the creature had come out originally. You haven't really been in that bathroom since the creature came out. The tunnel was about the size of a large air duct, pretty large air duct. And you crawled through it for literally what felt like miles. And you came to a big staircase and started to make your way down the staircase. And there were all these strange lights. It spelled out RU as you were trying to figure it out. And the staircase started getting smaller and smaller until it was single file and very scary. And then it disappeared. And there was no staircase at all. And Easter started talking to you all and you realized that you were all asleep. Now, the reason you were going down into this hole is Evie basically has had enough. She has the spear with her and she is leading you all into this abyss to deal with this creature once and for all. So let us start in Anubis's antechamber. There's this huge altar with a large scale. As Penelope and Cass are about to pass through these huge doors that go into the field of reeds, they notice that the scale has a lot of dust on it. Looks like it's been sitting there for a very long time. Cass, you and Penelope are holding hands as you're walking towards the door. And behind you, you hear the sound of death say to Anubis, "What are you doing? It's not her time yet. Why is she here?" And the two of you turn around and you see the Death of the Four Horsemen, which you're acquainted with. You see a striking, tall black man with a white skull painted on his face and a top hat. You see a Chinese man in these beautiful robes that come down to the floor. You see a taller man with short curly hair and olive skin and what looks to be a very nice robe, like a toga almost. He definitely looks Greek. You also see a woman who is very tall with six arms and blue skin and a whole host of other entities that you've never seen before, staring at Anubis and staring at you. And Death comes forward and he says, I'm sorry, Lenore. It is not your time. It is not Penelope's time. Anubis here has a lot of explaining to do. And Anubis goes, look, I was just going to hang out with her for a while. I mean, and then one of the deities says, hey, come over here and take a look at this. And you turn and you look, and underneath the altar is this box of film cans. And he goes, Anubis, are those film cans? And Anubis goes, I figured a movie night or two might be kind of fun to do. The other one goes, he's got Dracula, he's got the Blob, there's Little Shop of Horrors. Anubis says, look, I'm really sorry. I really like Lenore. And Death goes, we all like Lenore, but that's no reason to take her early. You know when she's going to die. And if she's going to die, she has to go to Sir Nunos's and the Eternal Hunt. You know that. When Sir Nunos finds out, he's going to be pissed and you're going to be in trouble. And you know it. You know, you can't do this. Finally, Anubis turns around. He says, I'm sorry, Lenore. I really like you. You're my favorite. I, you know, all of us enjoy you so much. And, you know, it's been 3,000 years since I've had someone come through into the field of reeds. And I have a projector and a screen and all of these different things that I was really hoping that you and I, you know, and Penelope could have a good time. But they're right. I have to return you. So I'm going to give you a small boon for causing all this problems. And he goes, I'm part jackal. So I'm not a werewolf, but I am at least canine adjacent. So I can give you control over your changing.
Thank you again for being a fan. There's better ways to maybe express it in the future. I would have been more than happy to host a movie night at my residence. but thank you. We get to go back? For real?
I will put you with your friends.
Knowing what I just heard from the last episode, this sounds great.
down the tunnels.
Thank you doesn't seem good enough, but it's the only words that I have.
You're welcome. And when you turn around, you notice that there is this line that has formed, and they all are sitting there with different headshots. And they're like, before we send you back, can you just sign a few things, please?
I'd be delighted.
So after some time goes by and you sign a bunch of signatures for many of the different deaths from around the world, you are pulled aside by Death of the Four Horsemen. And he says, I need to tell you something before you go back. Nobody can help you or your friends. No supernatural beings from here on out. You're on your own, unfortunately. God has put a kibosh on anybody interfering with the six of you. So be careful. This is obviously one God who really wanted to hang out with you, but we can't get involved anymore. Do you understand?
I do. And all the help that's been given to this point was already so much, and it's appreciated.
Good luck. And just so you know, we do have conventions, and in the future, we'll have some movie nights for sure, okay?
I will happily put whatever you would like on my calendar.
Good luck. And then suddenly everything starts to fade. We now jump over to the tunnel. Before we get to Cass showing up, all of you realize that you're asleep in this tunnel. And I believe Robbie was thinking about reaching out to Bessette.
Yeah, I think Robbie, after like realizing that they were dreaming and having like used her presence to push themselves through all of everything that's happened. I think knowing that they're now dreaming is going to kind of send out whatever dream tendrils they have into the ether and hope that she can hear.
So let me set up what you each see around you. one second you're together, and then the next second you're each in your own environments. Robbie, you are in the city that you had the conversation with Hathor and Ra. So it was a big dream city with all these different cultures melded together with all these different buildings from different places around the world. Basically a place where humans go when they sleep. Belle, you're inside of a newsroom and you have all of these people working for you, typing out all these different salacious stories and rumors and everything else. Evie, you are at the Oscars suddenly, accepting for the movie that Robbie has written. You're up there doing an acceptance speech for Best Actor. Sam, Imani is on a porch overlooking the ocean, and there's a breeze in the wind, and you're just existing in a calm moment. Okay? So, Evie, you realize really quickly that you're dreaming, obviously. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Does it feel like there's anything that I could be doing in this moment before? Obviously, I want to wake up and rouse. But, does it feel like there's anything left that I can get from this place?
It feels very comfortable to be here. It feels like it's exactly where you want to be. Maybe even where your old self wanted to be more than anything. Accepting an award, being back on top. It's too good to be true. Accepting an award for a movie made by Cutem Films.
No, that's pretty cool. I think she at first looks for meaning. Is this telling me something? Is there a message? But I think once she realizes that, it's all nonsense, when she starts to break it down and really kind of think about it, she puts those pieces together. And is like, this is a trick. but I think at first she's like, oh, is it a message from the universe? It is not. So I think she does wake up. I think she takes one long last look at the award, at the adoring fans, the applause, takes a mental snapshot and wakes up.
Okay. So you're going to try to rouse yourself. I want you to make a power roll. I'm going to say that you're at advantage because you are the kind of the leading force of this particular dive into this hole, so I'm going to give you a little bit of an edge.
I didn't even need advantage. I got a 14 and a 36 under 55.
Nice. All right, so let's jump to Michelle. You've got everything you want, and suddenly this editor comes up to you. You've never seen before, but you can tell that it's the creature from the mirror. You can just tell. And it goes, I don't have much time. I was hoping you would all enjoy your stay here a little longer. This is what I could give you, a life of perfection. But your friend has woken up and will probably try to rouse you soon. You need to make a decision. Do you want to stay here and have a perfect life? Or do you want to try to survive the pit?
If there's anything life has taught me, perfection is overrated.
Okay. Your funeral, and you suddenly wake up. Robbie, you're striding through the dreamlands. Your legs feel wonderful because you don't have to wear the braces, and you've had the braces on so long that they've been driving you a little nuts because you haven't had any time to take them off for a while. And suddenly, Bassette is there, and she gives you a gigantic hug and says, I'm so surprised I was even able to summon you here.
I had you with me. I kept you with me.
Oh, my sweet. You're here now. You can stay if you'd like.
But my friends, we're in a cavern. That was why I wanted to come. That was why I wanted to come. And it's that kind of dreamlike thing where you had a purpose and then it gets kind of muddled when you're trying to do something in a dream. And it kind of comes back to Robbie with a little bit of clarity. We went through a mirror and I was so scared. And then I thought of you and Easter helped me. Easter helped so much. Easter's been incredible. You should be very proud of your general. We went through and we're in this awful sea cave and it's dark and there are all these weird lights on the walls. And then there was a tentacle that tried to take Imani. And it's really bad there. And I need your help.
That's why I brought you here. I'm sorry. I can't go to the physical world. We've been blocked from being able to help you.
What if What if you went back instead of me? What if you went in my body and I stayed here?
Unfortunately, God wouldn't fall for that trick.
Are you sure?
My spirit gives off a different aura than humans do.
Makes sense.
I'm like a beacon down there.
I mean, I think you're kind of like a beacon anywhere.
Thank you. But you could stay here with me. You don't have to go back. You're putting yourself in danger.
But so are my friends. I can't just leave them there.
They're very capable. I'm sure they'll be fine. And she moves in for a kiss.
No, wait, hold on. I was having a conversation. I don't... This isn't something we can just fix with kiss. I don't think. Unless it's like a magic kiss, which I don't think it is.
Well, I mean...
Well, it is magic because it's you and you're, you know, I don't mean to, I'll kind of like peck her on the cheek.
When you peck her on the cheek, you realize that the beautiful soft skin that you were expecting is rough and your lips get stuck to the side of her cheek. And you realize that her face has kind of altered a bit to the creature in the mirror.
Oh, no.
Do me a favor and give me a resolve check.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. No, I don't want to use these, actually. I want to use the ones from last time. Oh, Wes, you're not going to believe it. I'm going to take a picture of it because it feels like I'm fucking lying. I swear to you I'm not.
What'd you get, an 01?
I got a 46 under my 47.
Wow. Those are always the best. Those are the best rolls when you just eke by. I totally believe you. I don't think you'd lie about it.
That's... No, I wouldn't. I promise.
So you start to pull back and you feel your lips kind of stretching as you're pulling away to get away. And we'll get right back to you.
Oh, sure.
Let us jump over to Amane. Amane, you're sitting on this porch and everything is this nice breeze from the sea, salt water in the air. It's a good moment. And out of the door comes Rose. She's dressed in a nice 50s, almost like a poodle skirt thing. She looks like Susie Homemaker. Her hair's all perfect. She comes out and says, "Here you go, dear. Here's your sweet tea. I'm going to have dinner ready in, you know, another 2 hours.
How close am I to the lake, Wes?
Ocean, you mean?
Yeah, or whatever. The nearest body of water. I'm just gonna walk right into it. I know I'm dreaming. I know I'm fucking dreaming at this point. I see her. It was all beautiful. And I was like, man, maybe I could stay here. This is lovely. And then she walked out. So now it's the worst. And I don't want to be here anymore. So
do me a favor. Give me a power roll. And I'm going to give you advantage as well.
Gotcha. Ooh, okay. That is a 50 under my 70.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you hit the water and you hear Rose behind you as you hit the water say, "But you could have had everything." And you suddenly start to wake up. And all of you start to wake up, except for Robbie. They seem to be having a horrible nightmare and they are thrashing about as if they're trying to escape something. And that's when the three of you notice Lenore and Penelope standing on the stairs about 10 feet behind you.
What is happening?
I think you should be telling us that.
Yeah, wow, that's my question. I start shaking Robbie.
Yeah, I immediately go tend to Robbie.
Yeah, I think we're all just trying to shake Robbie awake.
Gently. I don't think I trust that Penelope and Cass aren't just like crazy visions yeah. right mm-hmm. now.
And yeah. I'm not being gentle. I'm like hitting Robbie. Like, get up.
Wake up, smack. Wake up.
Robbie, give me a power check.
Now I'm afraid of the dice that I picked for today, and I'm just going to roll with the dice I rolled last time. Ooh, that is a failure with a 93. Okay, maybe I should use the new dice.
For some reason, Robbie's not waking up. She is screaming. She is having a strong reaction to something, but she is not waking up.
I'm going to run down the stairs, and I'm going to scoop Robbie up, and just instead of trying to smack the shit out of her, she's like, Robbie, you're okay. We're here. You can wake up. and just try and be kind of soft, like hold her and have her like softly talking in her ear.
Robbie, after a few moments, you are able to pull away from the creature in the mirror. It's like Velcro when you separate from them.
Ugh.
And thank you, thank you. And gross. So...
Velcro Kisses is the name of my next album.
That does rock as an album name. As a thing that happens, awful.
Isn't that essentially just getting kissed by our cat?
Basically, yeah.
If they use tongue.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you wake up and you look up and you're being held by Cass, which makes no sense at all.
This is still a dream. This is still a dream. They're lying to us. No, this is still a dream. No, this is bad. We have to...
Robbie.
Robbie's like...
I'm here. No, they... No. Robbie. Anubis is a big fan. Remember how when Death showed up and was a big fan? Imagine that even more. He was a little premature. Tales of my death have been greatly exaggerated, is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm here. And, like, gives her a big smile.
Robbie bursts into tears and just, like, throws themselves across Lindor's shoulders and just cries and hugs her.
Okay, that's really good. I'm really glad to hear that. I got kissed by a cat that wasn't my cat. Did you all have weird dreams, too? Or was it... this is hard. I'm sorry. Are you all okay?
I'm okay. Worried about you, but we did all have weird dreams, I'm assuming.
Evie doesn't say anything, just rushes up and pulls everyone in for like a group hug. Like just smooshes everybody together.
When you do that, you realize that the staircase is back to the normal width it was at the top. You must have been dreaming for a while. As the stairs got closer and closer together, you probably didn't realize. Now that you're all together, do you want to continue down or do you want to go back up?
So I think I've answered what happened with me and Penelope, but I'm not really... What is happening here?
We got upset and tired. Really, really upset and tired. It's probably like both of those in equal measure, and then we decided that we were just going to go fight the mirror monster, and then... And I'll, like, gesture over at Evie, who has the spear still, I hope.
Yeah, she still has the spear.
So we were just going to kind of kill a priest.
No big deal.
No big deal. Kill a priest.
You know, like you do.
Are you all in shape to continue?
I don't think we really have a choice. I mean, obviously now that you two are back, that changes things a little bit. But at the same time, we do have to be about saving the world and all that.
Then let's go.
All right. So it is not long after that when you come to the bottom of the staircase and it opens up into this gigantic room. At the far side of the room is a door that is so large that you can't see the top of it. And it's got this hideous looking creature carved into it. It looks like the door is breathing. It slowly expands out a little bit and then contracts back in. And in front of the door is the creature. He looks at you and says, "So you think that you're going to come down to my temple and what? Kill me with that tiny spear you have?" I do need a resolve check from everybody because that door is very intimidating. It's not the creature.
The answer is no.
Okay.
It's against your current.
Current. Yeah.
God damn it.
That no. wouldn't have made my prior resolve.
And you can't add luck points to these. Damn it. I saved... Although, I have all of my luck points. I have saved them. So, just FYI, guys. Oh, man. I rolled low, too. I got a 20, but I'm at 16.
No, I got a 10 under my 49.
Damn. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
For me, it was an 81.
Maybe we
35.
Can retcon and say Anubis gave her back some resolve.
I'm going to say no.
I tried.
Sam, what did you get?
I got a 17 under my 49.
Excellent.
You sound like you're on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Today's number is Don't Die.
Robbie, what did Robbie get?
I got a 60 over my 47.
Wow, so we had four fails? Okay. So let's see how much of that 16 I get rid of.
Great. Swell.
You are so lucky. You lose 2.
Yay.
Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Candace, you take a hit. You take 10.
Wes.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know. It's bad. We'll come back to you in a moment.
It's bad here.
Robbie, you take 4.
Okay.
For those of you who made it, you still take 1 point just because of the stress of the situation. Mac, Cass is with 2 points, but you're close. You're starting to feel it. You know you don't think you can handle much more stress. The anxiety of the situation is pretty high. So you role play that as you will.
Yeah.
What is Robbie's current sanity right now?
43.
Okay. You're also starting to feel the same stress, but not at the same level. You're still in control of how you're going to respond. Evie, you've taken 10 points.
I sure have.
What's your resolve right now?
25, Wes. It's not great.
Okay, so you run forward, screaming at the top of your lungs, spear in hand. Are you going to throw or are you going to lunge?
I approach the door. I see that it's breathing. I see this creature. And it opens its mouth and speaks to me, and I'm just like, ah! And I just fall off and throw that shit at it.
I love that noise. That sounded like an old school Muppet, like, rah!
I want it as my text tone.
Yeah, that's the vibe I think she has right now, is old school Muppet. Legs made of jelly, arms all flailing.
I'm literally imagining Evie, like, feral, like with a knife in like a Denny's parking lot at 3 a.m.
Like, that's her vibe right now. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Ready for anything.
All right. Give me a throw roll.
A throw roll, Wes?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why are you doing this to me? You guys, it feels personal, okay?
It's not personal.
It feels like I'm being picked on today, you guys.
He just tried targeting his own wife. I think there's nobody that's up for...
No, not at all.
Nobody's safe right now.
So wait. Before you take that shot, if you look at your character sheet, there's throw, and then there's melee attack or fighting brawl. Your fighting brawl is a 50. Your
I would like to use my fighting brawl, please.
Okay, so... Candace, which would you rather do? Are you going to freak out and throw it at the creature, or are you going to run forward and try to stab it?
Damn it. Oh, no. Okay. Get it together, man.
Stab it. Stab it. Stab it.
Would you like the rock or the hard place?
We just passed the Ides of March. Let's do it.
Evie takes a look at this creature. It speaks to her, and she just goes ham. Like, she sees red in front of her eyes. She knows that she has a row of ducklings behind her that can't get hurt, and just fucking throws herself at this creature.
All right, so you start running quickly towards this thing. What were you wearing before you even got there? Like, at this point, I want to get the full vision.
So Evie has natural hair that she flat irons, that she straightens. She uses like a hot comb. So at this point, it's all sweated out. Like, she's got like kinks and curls everywhere. It's super poofy and voluminous. I imagine she's probably tried to braid it down in like a one side braid, but it's just ridiculous looking. Her makeup has run all over her face. So lots of streaks of mascara and eyeliner down her face from the sweat and the tears. All of her fingernails are chipped. They're still very nicely polished, but just totally torn up. I think she was wearing flats, which is good because those heels would be done for.
Well, even I think you lost one shoe.
That's right. I threw one shoe. So she's barefoot.
You're barefoot. Yeah.
I love this vision.
I think the soles of her feet, like the stockings, are worn. So it's just like curled up around her ankles, like the stocking part that she's still wearing the rest of. She's got like a bullet style girdle, like a long line bra on top that goes down to the waist. And then a pencil skirt that goes up over that. But like the back is completely torn, like up to like right underneath the butt cheek so that she can have free rein to walk. And it's probably covered in dirt. She looks like an American Ninja Warrior, but from the 1950s and fancy.
So from behind, all you see is the rest of you is Evie takes off, her hair in the wind, Her pencil skirt slit all the way up the back to her butt. She is cruising quick over slick stone covered in water and a bit of ooze, screaming at the top of her lungs. Top of her lungs. Give me a fighting brawl roll.
Can I use 3 points of luck? Is that allowed?
Luck can't be used for combat rolls.
So that is a 52 over 50.
All right.
So you get
right up to this thing and you swing and it moves to the side. And at this point, it's been in kind of this like human body form with these weird tentacles coming out of the back of its head, kind of coming forward. When you do that, it shimmers a little bit. All of the clothes that it has kind of slough off. It's almost like a second skin instead of clothes. And it's got all of these tentacles that are different lengths all over around its body. It looks like a Christmas tree kind of moving. It's that cone shape, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And all of these different tentacles of different sizes undulating around. And it's going to try to strike back at you really quick. And then I'm going to let everybody else respond to what they're seeing. I am not going to make you make a resolve check, Evie, because you are already underneath a lot of stress. And so you're not processing what's going on. All right. You feel one of these tentacles grab onto your waist and start to pull you in. We're in combat now. The creature goes first, but the creature has already gone and is trying to basically envelop Evie into its tentacles and consume Evie. So I just want to make sure I'm not accused of anything. So I'm letting you all know what's happening. She has not dropped the spear yet. She still has the spear in her hand. All right, so the next three characters that all have the exact same decks are Robbie, Cass, and Evie. If Cass and Penelope turn into werewolves, they will have a higher dex, but they will act next round.
Oh, that was definitely my plan. If I'm delayed, I'm delayed. I have control this time.
Yeah, so the two of you start to wolf out. So that leaves Robbie and Imani. Belle, you're slower than a bus on cinder blocks.
Although the other characters don't know yet that...
Yeah, they don't.
I have control.
No, but I don't think they care. I don't think that's something they're going to be thinking about a
lot. No, but I just thought it would be funny. And just mentioning it in case any characters have a moment of like, wait a second.
Imani and Robbie, what do the two of you want to do?
Imani's definitely going to be that one to be like, whoa, hold on. This was not good last time. Like, this is bad, but this also could be bad.
I think my highest is persuade, but I don't think there's any talking to him. This is going to go real bad. I think I'm just going to punch this shit in the back of its head.
So you're going to run up to it and punch it in the back of the head?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
So you're running up behind. Go ahead and give me a brawl roll. So you're going to try to punch it.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that was going to go very bad for me. That's a 64 over my 35.
All right. So you swing and you miss. We'll come back around. You've now run. Now realize that there's probably a good 50 to 100 feet between you and the rest of the group now, because they are the creature's way across the room. Robbie, that it's your turn. You see Easter on the steps watching what's going on. You see the Penelope and Cass changing into werewolves. The thing that you do realize, because you're looking at what's happening, Penelope doesn't seem concerned about Cass changing, where the past two times she has.
Yeah, I think Robbie's like does like a hot like double take at the change, and then seeing Penelope being unconcerned kind of just puts that off in the corner of like, okay, that's not the biggest problem right now. And I think Robbie is not a physical being, as I've said many times.
I don't think any of you really are, if we're being honest.
So I think Robbie is going to scoop up Easter because Easter has the most information and is going to start ticking back through all the research that they've done and all the conversations they've had with Bossette and all the conversations they've had with all these other like otherworldly creatures and just see if they, if I can use like occult or spot hidden.
Spot hidden's a good one.
To see if I can like glean any like upper hand that I can kind of pass out to the group.
Okay. Why don't you give me a spot hidden?
Oh, I'm afraid of all my dice.
They do stalk you when you're asleep. So
I know they do.
I wake up with foresighters on my forehead all the time trying to bore their way in. It's terrible.
And then you look like some kind of fucked up unicorn.
Yeah, it's really weird. What'd you get?
46 under my 52.
Awesome. So you're looking around. You see Imani try to hit this thing. You think to yourself, maybe the weak point, because everything is wet and smooth, even though it's its home, it's still wet and smooth in here. Maybe with enough force, we can knock it off balance and hit it to the ground. So instead of going for its head, maybe going for its legs is what comes to mind.
I think that's what I'll yell out to Lenore and Belle and Penelope. The other two are kind of engaged in the top half of it. So Robbie will just kind of yell out, it's not stable. Nothing in here is stable, but it's not stable specifically. So go for the legs. And then they're just going to kind of like cat scarf Easter so that if they need to, they can like lean their head sideways and bonk and talk.
Okay. Belle, it is you. What do you want to do after hearing this information being yelled out?
Okay, how far am I from...
If you run fast enough, you can get to him.
Okay. I have no fighting. I'm so bad.
Here's some options if you want some options from what you're seeing around you. You could grab onto Evie and try to keep Evie from being pulled into the center mass of this creature, which probably has a gaping maw waiting for her.
It's always a gaping maw.
Classic gaping maw.
There's always a gaping maw. You could do a baseball slide into its legs and knock it off its feet. You could look for a loose rock or something to bean it, something like that.
I mean, I was thinking of the baseball slide, but because my fighting is, you know, and my throw are both at the bare minimum, so...
The baseball slide would be based on dex, not on any brawling.
Okay, that gives me a better chance.
Because it's just you sliding straight into this thing.
Okay, I'll try that.
So go ahead and give me a dex roll.
16 under my 40.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
So you slide into the bottom of this thing, and it trips over you and starts to fall towards the floor. Okay, so that puts us back at the top of the round, which is the monster's turn. Being knocked over, he lets go of... Evie, its tentacles let go of you for a second, and you compose yourself just a little bit to focus on what you need to do next. It strikes out towards you, Belle, with one of its tentacles. It's going to try to hit you. Let me see. All right, and misses. The next person's going to be Cass and Penelope. Penelope starts running just straight towards this thing.
Is it on its side right now?
It is on its side, yeah. She knocked its feet out from underneath it.
Cass is definitely going to lean into like the pack tactics from the dream world with Sir Nunos and follow suit, but follow circle around the other side from Penelope. So we're attacking from like velociraptors.
Okay, so your fight for your in this form is a 50%.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll against it, and then I'll roll for Penelope.
Come on, dice. I can't use luck for fighting, though, huh?
Nope.
I didn't make it. I'm still new at this.
All right, so you come around and you try to bite into this thing, and it's like all these wiggly worms are all around, and you bite towards it, and it's able to kind of move away from you, and you're trying to find a center mass. I'm going to give it a chance to, because it's got lots of tentacles, so it's going to try to do a strike towards you.
Do I have any more HP wolfed out, or is it still...
Your HP for wolfed out is 12, so...
Okay.
All right, so it's going to smack you unless you can do a dodge.
Okay, but I can try a dodge?
You can try a dodge.
And it's half...
32.
32?
For your wolf form, yeah.
Got it, okay. No, not even close.
All right, it smacks you with one of its tentacles.
Yeah, and she's probably having trouble right now because there's like wolf mind and person mind happening right now.
Yeah, you take 5 points of damage, and you suddenly realize that this thing can do a lot of damage in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, that's, I kind of assumed that, but now I really know. So yeah, thanks for that, Wes. Yeah. I'm so glad to be informed.
All right, well, Penelope did not do... Penelope got a 94 on her attack, so she's not doing much better.
Yeah, she doesn't do a lot of attacking either, so...
Right, and unfortunately, she gets struck as well. Okay. You hear her yelp when she gets hit, and she gets thrown to the floor of the cavern. All right, so Robbie, you're next. You see Penelope go kind of tumbling away from this creature and doesn't seem to be moving.
Okay. So Evie still has the spear, but she's no longer in its grip. Imani isn't either. So no one's held by it right this minute, right?
No one's held by it, no. It's just striking out at everyone, freaking out because it's prone. So all of these tentacles are kind of whipping out at people. Evie's standing above it with the spear, and Imani's standing over it as well, while the werewolves were attacking it prone.
Okay. If I run up and grab the back of the spear with Evie, can I just forfeit my turn to give Candace advantage on stabbing it with the spear?
Sure. Let's do that. That sounds cool.
Okay, Robbie will kind of turn to Easter and say, okay, well, just keep Bassett updated, I guess, and then, like, put him on the ground and clankily run up. There's, like, blood kind of crusting at the edge of, like, the seams of their pants where the metal of the braces is starting to cut in. And they'll run up and, like, grab the back of the spear and kind of look at Evie and go, I'm following you!
Go for it, Evie. Give us a... It's your turn. Roll with advantage.
And this is my melee again, right? Because I'm just going to fucking throw down on this thing?
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm just like throwing my entire body behind the weight of this and just going for it. Okay.
Nice. So you shove this spear into this creature, and the blood of Ra that has always been alive on the spear, kind of moving in these little rivulets up and down, start to run into the creature's body. It lets out this hideous scream as the blood makes its way through the different parts of its tentacles, and it slowly turns to ash as if it's being burned from the inside out. And then it just kind of crumbles on the floor.
I think the second it raises its screams, Evie starts to scream at it, and then I think doesn't stop screaming until it's ash.
Okay. So as this is going on, Imani, you... notice there's a change in the breathing of the door. Like all this screaming and fighting, something beyond the door is stirring a little.
I'm so proud of y'all for coming together and getting rid of that thing. But maybe that... The door is doing more weird stuff.
When will this ever fucking end?
I'm actually quite tired myself.
Well, okay. To be fair to us, we said we were going to come kill the priest and we did that. And killing the priest was supposed to just buy us more time so that maybe someone who knows more about this can do something about it.
Well, right now, the door still seems like it's snoring. It just seems like it's stirring a little bit.
Should we sing it a lullaby?
We need to quietly leave.
Cass rushes over to Penelope and starts, like, licking at her face and, like, trying to rouse her.
You feel hand on your shoulder from behind. And Death says, I'm really sorry. She didn't make it.
I'm assuming I can't talk right now in this form.
You can talk to him. He's able to read your thoughts.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
It was her time.
No, we just got back.
I know.
No, this is unacceptable. There has to be something. She just got thrown around a little bit. We survived a... Bolt from Ra, are you... No.
A bolt from Ra is not the same as a creature from beyond the void. I can't bring her back.
I'm going to scoop up Penelope into my lap and stuff and just pull her into me and just sit there and just growl at death. Just like this low vibrating snarl.
I'm so sorry. When you pass and you go to the Eternal Hunt, you'll be reunited. I wish there was more I could do.
You can't do this.
It's not me doing it. I'm just a messenger.
Please, there has to be something. I love her.
She loves you, but she's with the Hunt now. I'm sorry.
Just go away.
Goodbye, Lenore. And he disappears. The rest of you are standing around looking at this door wide. This is all happening over to the side. And you remember a conversation that if the master of the priest wakes up, it is the end. So it kind of comes rushing back that you probably should get the fuck out of here as quickly as can.
Then she's going to take Penelope's body out of there, but also is going to go through Penelope's stuff because she was carrying the Sir Nuno's tree statuette thing. And even though we won't be able to really probably do anything with that, I am going to back pocket it.
You grab the small figurine. Are you still in werewolf form?
Oh, yeah, because I can't carry her otherwise. I'm not a very big person.
Yeah, so you carry her over your shoulder. Once she's dead, she turns back to a human. And you can tell Easter's come up and during this whole time is kind of nuzzling at her. And, you know, is obviously very upset, but also not making any noises. And you all start to make your way to the door. Now, the make your way to the staircase. Now, does curiosity get any of you? Do any of you? Because when the door breathes, it opens up just a little bit and then comes back closed. Does anybody look in?
Evie's probably going to peek.
Wes. Wes.
She's not. She's like not in her right mind and is filled with adrenaline.
Okay. Robbie?
She's not going to go in, but she's going to.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Are you going to peek at all? Or?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think in the same vein of Evie's got a bunch of adrenaline going, Robbie hasn't changed that much. Robbie is still painfully curious, but also knowing that it's stirring a little bit and if it wakes up, we're all fucked. Robbie's going to walk up just like both hands clasped over their mouth so that even their breathing is lower down if they can make it.
All right.
I'm going to say Belle was probably already on her way towards the stairs because she wants out. So she may not have noticed that it opened.
Honestly, big facts. I was going to say, I think Imani was like, you know, Belle, I may not fuck with you, but that was the smartest thing you have said yet. Let us get the fuck out of here. So I'm right behind Belle towards the steps.
So Imani, Belle, and Cass are walking towards the stairs. Cass is carrying Penelope. Evie and Robbie, you sneak as close as you can to the door to look in as it slowly kind of opens up and then closes. It is very dark in there, but what you can see with the light kind of coming in from the chamber is this massive body with grayish green skin and huge legs. And I'm talking stories tall legs. Like, this thing is maybe 100 stories tall altogether. A gigantic octopus head sitting on top of this body. But you don't see a neck. It looks like if it wakes up, it might actually detach from its body. And these gigantic wings are wrapped halfway around its body, like almost like it's keeping itself warm. You see thousands of eyes, fish eyes in the darkness looking up at it. And it's like almost as if it's being prayed to by its closest servants. Can I get resolve checks from both of you, please?
No, you can't.
See, y'all just had to be nosy. Now you fucked around and found out.
It's not me, it's Robbie.
I got a 26 over my 25.
Okay. Wow, 1 point. What'd you get?
I did real bad. I did 72 over 43.
I can't use any luck?
Nope, not for resolve checks. Resolve checks and combat. You can't use luck with.
I'm that fool that saved all the potions to the end of the game.
Yeah, me too. I did the same.
I have 50 luck right now.
I also forgot that you have luck in this game, because in Delta Green, you just get fucked.
All right, so how many points do you have, Robbie?
43.
You take 17.
What?
It's Cthulhu. What do you...
That's fair, but fuck. 40. I can't even... I'm so stressed I can't do that in my head. Oh, fuck me.
How many points do you have? Would you say 20-something?
Yeah. You talking Evie? To me.
Evie, how many points do you have?
No, Wes, please.
She did good, though. She did good, though.
I have 25 points. Don't I get, like... do I get cushion because I killed this other thing?
No.
And I had sex with a god? Multiple? Thank you.
You should get god fucking privileges.
Honestly, Evie does. I mean, she's got a point. Evie absolutely divine essence in her. Like,
true. How many points do you have left?
25 points, Wes.
You take 23.
No! How did she take more than me and I failed and she didn't?
I thought she did fail.
No,
she did fail by 1 point.
Oh, you failed. I thought you succeeded by 1 point. I misunderstood.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Please forgive my outburst. I apologize. I was indignant on behalf of my friend. Hey, I'm so sorry, dude.
No problem.
This is my impersonation of Evie now.
I mean, I can still act.
But yeah, that's not the worst thing an actor's seen, right?
I can still do it.
I fought more worse monsters in Hollywood for years.
You take in this huge, both of you. You can't help it. You react. You make a sighing sound. And though Cthulhu himself doesn't stir, his acolytes do. And they turn towards you, and you see them start to descend from the cavern walls around and run towards the door. You turn quickly and start running up the stairs as quickly as possible. All right, everybody. You are being chased by a bunch of frog-like creatures, deep ones, up the stairs. You know that you've got a long way to go.
Oh, no.
Everybody needs to make one roll to survive this and make it out, though. I'm going to be nice.
Can the scarab help now?
Sorry. Sure, I will give you all advantage because of the scarab.
Okay. What are we rolling?
Dex.
I think I've never been more happy to have saved all of my luck for this game. This specific roll right here.
Where's my dex at right now? Because I'm still wolfy.
Your dex is 65.
Fuck you. Boo. I got a 4 on my first roll. A 4. Where was that?
I got a 6.
Both of mine were good.
All right.
I was safe.
Making...
Dex rolls. You're dex rolling against your dex.
With advantage.
With advantage.
Oh, that jumped out.
And this one. Okay. Oh, and this... I didn't get advantage. Okay, great. This I'm so sorry.
I'm heartbroken.
Did you call it Republican?
No, I said I'm heartbroken.
Oh, I thought you called your dice a Republican.
So you're using 2 luck because you missed on advantage.
I got a 51 over my 50 on advantage.
On today?
So I'm going to use 2 luck points. 3 luck points.
You only need one. You only need one.
Oh, okay.
Because it just needs to match, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, I didn't know if it had to, if like it exactly matching was a bad thing or not. So if that's the case, then yeah, I'll just use 1 to knock it down.
All right. So you're running up. Hey,
Wes, hold on. I did a bet.
What did you?
Okay, so you gave me advantage, but I didn't take it because Robbie's having a bad time with their braces.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And I wanted to honor that. So I got a 96.
Okay.
However, I have 56 luck and I will use every point.
Spend that shit.
You're going to use all your luck?
I just need to get under 60, so I guess I just need to use 36 of it. 36 of it. So I still have 20 luck left.
Questione.
Yes?
So I can hear everything really good right now, and I imagine that Robbie's legs are probably making noise at this point.
Yeah.
With how crusted up and everything is.
Well, the braces definitely are making noise. Like, you can tell
Can I notice and scoop her up in my other arm and carry her?
You can, but...
I'm going to have to leave Penelope behind, aren't I?
I can use luck. I made it. You don't have to do it.
You're strong enough to carry both of them. You have 105 strength. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
That. But your dex is pretty normal. And so scooping her up to go faster, because she is going to slow you down.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make another dex roll, basically.
I'll make another dex roll.
I have 20... Mac, I have 20 luck left. You don't have to do this. It's okay.
Are you sure? Because...
I promise.
Like,
look, This is... I should pay this price, not you.
I know, but it's also Lenore. And Robbie is, like, the one connection she's really deep.
They've all said
left.
They die for Robbie, so let's see if that happens.
Look,
all
right. I'm not going to take a character moment away from you. I just wanted to give you an out. All right. I didn't want to do it.
All right, no advantage this time, right?
Right, no advantage.
All right. Nope.
What'd you get?
Fuck, can I give her the rest of my luck?
I got a 73.
How much luck do you have?
60.
Do you want to spend your luck?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody tell me the numbers, though, because my math is slow.
What's your dex?
It's at 65.
So you just need to do 18.
All right. That's less luck spent than yours, so.
All right.
And I was at full luck.
So you... scoop up Robbie. You've got Robbie on one shoulder, Penelope on the other. You're at the very back. The others are running up the stairs. You can feel the creatures behind you. They are going very quickly, but they're also crawling along the sides of the staircase. And after a little bit, you notice they start to peel off and they're not following you as closely. And you get to the tunnel. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
All right.
We're in trouble, you guys.
Yes. Yes, you might be. So thank you so much. That was a lot of fun. Did not go the way I thought it would because of dice rolls, luck, and other things. I thought one of you might go careening off the side, but, you know, let's find out where all these wonderful people are. Let us start with Robbie, with Lev.
Hello, my name is Lev. I played Robbie, who made bad choices, but also some cool choices. So maybe that'll balance out. Who knows? You can find me on Twitter at LegoM2, the number 2RS, or on Instagram and Blue Sky at Lev.RS23. If you want to hear me make more bad choices, check out Mayday Roleplay, where we are finishing up Orpheus, our Ghosties game. We'll be getting back into Vampire the Masquerade soon in good old Las Vegas. And coming out every month is Doom to Repeat, the game that is the reason I fuck up the rules on this one so much. And maybe there will be something similar in the future from... Actually, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say no more words. Thank you. Bye!
Hello, I'm Sam Star. I've been Imani. You can follow me all across the internet at Lust for Life X, LustForLifeX. Catch me on Saturdays 8 p.m. on Transplanner. And, you know, follow my socials for other cool projects that I have coming up in the mist.
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere online as at Strange Like That.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candace. I've played Ebony Belafonte. You can find me at the Candace Marie on Twitter and Blue Sky, at Candace Magnificent everywhere else, and you can see all the stuff I'm doing there.
Hey, I'm Michelle. You can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And you can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on all the different socials. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 in Sided Stories on all the socials, or go to our website, 12sidedstories, all spelled out, .com, to find our links. Come join us on Discord, join us over on Patreon, get extra exclusives like our Mothership game or our Delta Green game, which is over there. There's also just a bunch of other stuff like interviews and things that I think there's like 400 things for our Patreon people to listen to, which is a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. We have one more episode until the end of this particular story. And it's been an amazing story. So I'm excited to see how it all wraps up. We will talk to you one last time next week. Have a good one. Bye.